It's Monday, the 12th of May. It's damp. Grey skies all around. Not raining now and fairly calm, but lots of rain yesterday afternoon, evening and through the night. So the garden's sodden. It's wet underfoot. And I'm sore, really sore. After doing the car route yesterday, down across Ford. Felt my back being tight last night, sitting in a big chair. And this morning I got up, my shoulders, my neck, and my back are aching, and I don't know why, because, well, we've been doing these car routes for a long while, and it's not as if it's been a month or 2 months since we did one. It's on a week or 2 weeks max, I can't remember now. So the body, the muscles, the sinews, tendons and ligaments should all be in fighting condition for car routes. I don't understand why I'm so sore this morning. Don't know. Can't put my finger on it. I know it'll ease. Well, I'm praying it'll ease anyway. The apple tree. I'm looking at the apple tree. It is absolutely resplendent. Oh my goodness. It's absolutely stunning, and not all the flowers are opened up yet. Top of the tree especially is glorious. But, well, this heavy rain's not good for it. It needs to have mildness and sunshine, and then it will shine, absolute shine. Unfortunately, in this part of the world, we do tend to get late frosts and heavy, cold rain with winds destroy so many blooms. And I look round, I've got some of my rhodies are coming out. That's my rhododendrons. Smaller ones, pink pearl, the big beastie. Its buds are swelling up now. They're the size of giant fir cones. And the pink's just beginning to show. Oh, it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. Let's hope and pray. Nothing befalls it before then. Yeah, the garden's looking well. Does its own thing, to be honest with you. I don't have to do an awful lot. It's just the hardy beasts that go on with it every year. But there's a pernicious weed. Is it pernicious? Pernicious weed? Comes in from through below the fence from the park. And it's a bugger. And every year I have to get in there and hook out as much as I can. Try and systemically kill it off by spraying it where I can safely do that without spraying any of my plants. But I see it showing in one particular area below the apple tree. I've got to get in there on a dry day and root that out as best I can. I'm feeling okay this morning. I wouldn't say I'm feeling great, good. Apart from the soreness within myself, I'm feeling okay. I'm tired. That 4:30 rise yesterday morning, all that activity caught up with me. But I'll get over it. And I'm cheering myself up right away by a thought jumped into my head that we're going off on another wee break on Friday morning. Not going far this time, and it's not as long a break, but it's still a wee break. So there you are, I've cheered myself up already. Positivity. There's something in my mind earlier, and I can't think what it was, but something that... Oh, just something I can't remember. Something in my mind. Something's bugging me about something. Not just the fact that I can't remember it, but the fact that... Something tells me it was... Something was fairly important. Ach, well. It'll probably jump at my mind when I'm least thinking about it. Just nice standing here this morning. Albeit damp. And albeit actually coolish. I think all that cold rain just kills the temperature immediately, you know. When I had the pond, well, I still got the pond. But it's a, well, let's say a kind of static pond at the moment. But when I had the koi and the big filtration system and the temperature control, well, before I put the temperature control on, it was more noticeable that falling heavy rain, temperature pond could literally crash. Apart from it messing with the chemistry of the water, which isn't good for the koi. It really did mess with the temperature. I mean, it could drop 3-4 degrees after a heavy shower. Amazing. That's in the summer. So, I guess that's what's causing the chill in the back of my neck this morning. This is the type of morning where if the sun suddenly bursts through those clouds, temperature just immediately, almost immediately just rises, and you feel that comfort on your bones. Bullfinch was back this morning. I spotted it out my window at the suet feeder. That was good. And I'm pretty sure I saw a baby dunnock. Not a baby dunnock, because you don't see them as babies, but as a young dunnock. I'm pretty sure it's a young dunnock. It looked kind of unsure of itself on the branch of the tree. It was actually looking at it. It landed first, and the bullfinch landed on a branch close to it, and the young dunnock just kind of looked at it. What is that? What's that beautifully painted, adorned creature? I've never seen one of those before. What is it? It's funny that, isn't it? In this country, some birds are in drab gear, you know, plain garb. And other birds are magnificently coloured and painted. It's actually a bit like us humans. Some folk go about in their old togs every day, but they're comfortable and nothing bright about them. And other people can't go out, can't leave the house unless they're... I don't mean this in any offensive way, because I actually kind of admire people who spruce themselves up. But other people go out and they've just got to be, you know, smart. What they say in America, fit. You're right, fit. Strange thing is, I remember my dad, and he wasn't unique. This was my dad was a miner, and when he was at home and about the house, about the local area, he wore his boring old, drab, plain coloured garb. But he would never go up the town, never go up the town. Unless he was dressed with his suit and collar and tie and shed in. Never, ever would he do that. And he wasn't unique, the main friends would be the same. It was just this thing about, and I always admired that, you know. Never let Joe public anywhere else see them without being dressed. And I always thought that was nice. Supposing he was only going up the town for a little bit and he'd come back down and he'd change immediately into his old gear, but he would never do that. And I think that's a bit of culture that's probably been lost now. It's lost on me. I could go up the town the way I am just now. It wouldn't bother me. I think it would be nice if I adopted some, like, some of my dad's culture. Hey.